In the quest to improve life in Michigan cities, one of the biggest challenges often comes down to transportation. And one of the most problem-plagued, dysfunctional bus systems in the entire state is in the city of Detroit, where using a bus to get from point A to point B can become a Herculean task. And for kids, it's an even greater challenge, getting them to and from enrichment and after-school programs and doing it safely. But there is a solution to that challenge which launched this summer that's worth looking at, and it may have lessons that can apply to cities all over Michigan. It's called the Youth Transit Alliance. It's a pilot program funded by the Skillman Foundation, a public-private partnership between the Detroit Bus Company and area youth groups. So let's find out how it works. Joining us is Andy DiDerossi, who's the president and founder of the Detroit Bus Company. Hey, Andy.
Hello.
Good to have you with us. And Nina Ignazik is with us. She's the project editor for Model D's transportation series. Hello, Nina.
Hello. How are you?
Good. So before we find out how Andy and his company fit into the Youth Transit Alliance, give us a deeper sense of what need this program fills.
Well, the program fills a really dire need in the city of Detroit, where kids have no way to get to and from their youth programs in the summertime and or after school. And so there had been several previous attempts to deal with this problem. Youth programs either had their own buses or their own vans, but that required them to have to maintain those buses and vans and sink resources into them. Or even the counselors frequently were responsible for transporting kids, which also took away from the programs that they were supposed to be delivering. So it's an ongoing problem, and the Detroit Bus Company came up with a really unique solution to address it where it has not been able to be successfully dealt with in the past.
So Andy DiDerossi, tell us about your Detroit Bus Company.
Yeah, so we launched the Detroit Bus Company in December of 2011 to work on transit issues here in the city of Detroit. We dug into the issue and we found that it was 100 times bigger than we could have ever imagined. And there were so many different subsets of needs in the city. You know, there's a need for jobs access. There's a need for getting to the city and back to the suburbs for work. There's transit that needs to happen within the city. We have no good connection to our airport. And then finally, we found that youth simply couldn't get to the resources that were available. There's all these great after-school programs, but kids weren't attending them because they couldn't get there or get back safely at the end of the program. So we were approached by the Skillman Foundation in October of 2012 to work on a solution for this. We had approached it with a very traditional method. We looked at the problem and estimated it would take about 20 buses. And then when we delivered that budget, we were told that exceeded the budget for all of the youth development programs combined.
Whoa.
So it obviously wasn't going to work.
Back to the drawing board.
Yeah, exactly. So we took a couple months and we looked at the exact issue, and we discovered that frequently when a program would rent a bus for itself, that bus would work for a short period of time and then sit for a number of hours that program was paying for and then do the return trip. Well, because there's over 40 programs in Southwest Detroit alone, we had pooled these resources together and made it a neighborhood-wide issue. And so now we have, through our dynamic routing system, two buses doing the work of 20 buses, and obviously a huge cost saving. So what wasn't possible before is now possible and working really well.
And what does dynamic routing system mean? How does this differ from a fixed route system?
The fixed route system would basically mean the program would rent a bus, it would pick up a select number of children, and then they would go to the program and then return at the end of the day. What this does is our system has the youth sign up online, have their parents sign up online where they're at. It develops a route every day for the bus to pick up the youth on the way to the program, so there's a mixed load of students going to different programs. And then this bus travels between what we've designated as safe spaces, pick-up and drop-off spaces. And these kids congregate there, get on the bus, get to the programs, and at the end, we bring them back to these spaces that are very close to their homes, or if it's after dark, we bring them straight home. But the route is different every day because the needs of the programs are so varied. And before, this would be too labor-intensive for somebody to handle, but using a few simple pieces of software and a couple smartphones, we were able to overcome that hurdle and bring this transit to life.
So, Nina Ignazik, as you kind of studied this and watched how it played out over the summer, how well did all of this work?
Well, I thought it was really impressive. The bus driver had just an encyclopedic knowledge of the city of Detroit, which I think you need to have, especially if your route is changing every day. But also, it was interesting to me to see, so that we have two people on the bus. There's the bus driver, and then there is a sort of a concierge person that goes out and gets the kids and brings them on. And the concierge was in touch with these programs on his cell phone constantly. So they were able to make changes on the fly as needed. And really the looseness of it and their ability to be adaptable and flexible really impressed me.
And what about efficiency and cost compared to a traditional fixed route system? How much more efficient and cost effective was all of this?
To sum it up, the system is 90% more cost effective than a traditional system would be. So whereas the original solution was $2.2 million, we were able to achieve this for just under $200,000. And that is scalable. We're able to bring that to other neighborhoods quite readily and to other use cases, to jobs access and other big problems here in the city that were once insurmountable.
And how many kids were getting moved around for that under $200,000?
It was about 200 children that rode in the month of July alone, unique riders.
Nina, how likely do you think it is that the Youth Transit Alliance, this was a pilot project, number one, can be extended, made permanent, and also expanded, number two, beyond Southwest Detroit?
Well, I think it's going to depend on the communities seeing the value and wanting this to happen. I mean, right now it's being funded through a grant program, and there probably will be additional grant programs in the future. But going forward, I spoke with Terry Whitfield and with Christy Poole from the Skillman Foundation about future potential funding for the program, and they spoke to the need to diversify the funding sources, whether it's businesses supporting this, other community organizations. So there will need to be funding looked at, but the model seems to work.
I'm wondering, for both of you, the thoughts that you might have, what would it take for entrepreneurs and for youth nonprofits to pool their resources and do something similar to the Youth Transit Alliance in other cities in Michigan? I'll start with you, Andy, as the entrepreneur.
Sure. So I think it's important to identify a need that's very clear and direct. Frequently, a lot of entrepreneurs try to invent an issue that might be fun to solve. But I would find a very simple, very basic issue. You know, transportation is just one thing here. The programs themselves are the bread and butter of the success, because they're working to connect us to the students. They're actually providing the development resources. But it's important to find an issue and then find how you can reinvent how that issue is being solved, if it's being solved at all. There's still a number of completely unsolved problems here in the city of Detroit and throughout Michigan abroad. And there's a number of technologies out right now, like I said, smartphones and some simple pieces of code that can really bring change to stuff like this that previously, 5-10 years ago, wasn't possible.
What are your thoughts, Nina?
Well, I think that what Detroit Bus Company has demonstrated is that these problems are very intractable, but when there's a problem that can be addressed by communication and by enhancing communication, that's where these technologies and smartphones and the internet and crowdsourcing can really come in and make a difference. Not every problem may be able to be solved in that way, but a lot can. And wherever there's an opportunity to create a system where people can communicate more easily than they can before, than they could before, I think that's really probably a ripe area for entrepreneurship at this time.
That is Andy DiDerossi, who's the president and founder of the Detroit Bus Company, and Nina Ignazik, who's the project editor for Model D's Transportation Series. You can learn more about the Youth Transit Alliance and the other programs that are offered by the Detroit Bus Company at their website, thedetroitbus.com. And we've also put a link on our site at michiganradio.org to Nina's story, her feature on the Youth Transit Alliance, done for Model D Media. Thank you so much to both of you for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.